Good morning, I want to welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas Va'era. Tonight's Shir will be a little bit different style than many of our regular Shurim, in the sense that it's not so much halacha oriented, but rather hashkofa or machshova. I mean, that's halacha too, obviously, in terms of how we should think and how we should behave as committed Jews. I entitled the Shir, The Art of Appreciation, Paradigms of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, recognizing, appreciating, or showing gratitude for the good that someone else does, is something that we hear about. Perhaps we learned about it in school, or there are signs about Hakaras HaTov that we, should show Hakaras HaTov for others and so on, and certainly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speaking more this evening about Hakaras HaTov for other people, when I say paradigms of Hakaras HaTov, I'm not talking about the stories from biographies of Gedolim and so on, which have their value, but I'm sure there are many stories you can find in these kinds of books. But really, I want to look at the Tanakh itself, and we'll see that the Tanakh itself was replete with examples of people showing gratitude for the kindness done to them by others, to the point that it gives us pause that this is something we should think about in terms of our own daily conduct. So that's what I'd like to go through this evening. And our starting point here in Parshas Va'era, in the first of the sources, is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, where the Pasuk says, V'amashem Moshe, Emor el Aaron, Kach matchon teyorcha meimim Mitzrayim. This is where Moshe is instructed to tell Aaron to take his staff onto all the waters and rivers and streams and brooks and any other place where water is collected in Mitzrayim, by Viyu Dom, and it turns into Dom. This is, of course, blood, the first of the 10 Makos. 7 of the 10 Makos are found in the Sedra. The first is Dom. And it says that Moshe tells Aaron to sort of conduct or bring about this Makor. Rashi comments, well known, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, source 2, Emor al Aaron, Lefisha Hagen, Haya Oral Moshe, Kishenishlach Otocho. The waters, the rivers, the waters of the Nile protected Moshe. In last week's Sedra, right, Moshe was cast into the water, so the water sort of saved him. Lefichach lo locha yado. That's why the waters weren't, so to speak, punished or affected by Moshe, not by Dom, not by Tzadeh, rather than to Aaron. And that's the reference to the Pasuk in Parakhes, the third source. Parakhes, Pasuk Allah, by Moshe again, Emor, Aaron, Teis, Yarchu, Matecho. Right? Aaron is instructed to lift his staff, again, on all the rivers and so on. V'halas, that's Tzvardim, Al-Aretz, Mitzvah. This is the second Mako, the Mako of frogs and so on, also done through the agency of Aaron. And a little later in that same Parakhes, Pasuk Yudbeis, we find, so again, in source 3, this is not a makkah that comes from the river, but rather it comes from the dust of the earth. This is the makkah of kinim, the makkah of lice. So the first three makkahs are all done through the agency of Aaron. Rashi there in Parakas, Pasuk Yubayz, in source 4, says that one too, even though it has nothing to do with the water that saved Moshe, the third makkah has nothing to do with the water, but still, Lohoya offer, says Rashi, when Moshe killed the Egyptian, he buried him in the earth, he buried him in the ground, in the sand, and therefore not Moshe can't do anything to the ground. You look in the Pesukim, and last week said that's where this comes from. Both incidents were recorded in Parshas Shmos, in Source 5, right? When Vayelech Ish from Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Ish from Beis Levi, Vayekach is Bas Levi, right? The daughter of, son of, someone from the family of Levi, married the daughter of Levi, that's Amram and Yocheved, and she became pregnant, had a baby, she tried to hide him, and eventually, in Pasuk Gimel, Vatosim, Vatosayela, Vatosim, Vatosufa, Svasay, or she made a basket for him and put him in the reeds in the river, so the river protected him, so that's why the Mak of Dam and Tzardeh, which originate in the river, were not done by Moshe, and a little later last week said in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalef Yud Beis, when Moshe grew up and he saw the Ish Mitzri Maka Ish Ibri Me'echo and Pasuk Yudbayis, Vayifin Kol V'cho, Vayar Kein Ish V'achas HaMitzvah V'ener V'cho. So the Medrash says in two places, Shmos Rabba, here in our Sedra, Parsha Tes Simen Yud, actually three places, Parsha Tes Simen Yud, Amar B'Tanachum, Lama L'Lok V'amayim L'Dei Moshe, why wasn't the water turned to blood by Moshe? Because again, Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu HaMayim Sheshamrucha, the Mayim that saved you when you were, when you were thrown into the river, so it's not right that you should now do something, so to speak, negative to the water, and therefore it'll be done through Aaron. And again, in Source 7, Parsha Yud, Simon Dalet, in the Shmos Rabba, same thing, same speaker, Amar B'Tanchum, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe HaMayim, Shemruch B'Shas, Ushlach Le'or Lo'yaka Lo'yaka Lo'yadech, again, the Mak of Tzvardeh is not going to come through you, because it comes out of the water. And again, in the second half of 7, Parsha Yud, Simon Zion, same thing with Kinim, same speaker, Amar B'Tanchum, The dirt, the dust, the dirt of the ground that protected you and when you buried the mitzvah, so you shouldn't have anything to do with that. So this would seem to indicate that there is an inyan, so to speak, of akaras hatov to inanimate objects, right? The water is not going to be harmed in any way by Moshe hitting it, right? It's going to turn into dumb, but the water doesn't care. The water has no feelings. The earth has no feelings. The ground, the dust has no feeling, the dirt. So nonetheless, Moshe was not considered right that he should do this to something that protected him. We find actually later in the Chumash also respect for inanimate objects. At the end of Parshas Yisro, the Torah describes the building of the Mizbeach, and it says the Mizbeach has to be built, you know, the altar itself was high up. So you have to get there. So Torah says, Parakof of Shmos, Pasachov, Gimel, and Eid, below Salam, Malos, Amizbechi. Don't make steps, but rather a ramp, right? You make steps because remember the Kohanim had a war, and they wore like a tunic, a long robe. So it's disrespectful when you take a big step up steps, so the lower part of your body is kind of visible from the steps. So, you know, with a ramp, you can go, let's make, take smaller steps so that part of the body is not exposed. And that's how Rashi explains there in the end of Parshas Yisro, Parakof, Pasachov, Gimel, and Source 9. Don't make steps, but make a ramp, okay? Because otherwise, the sexual organs and so on will be seen if you have steps. You have to take big steps to climb. So not really gili erva, but again, it's considered disrespectful because they were wearing pants also, but it's disrespectful, and therefore, one should not do that. Now, what do you mean? The stones don't care about a disrespectful in front of a rock, in front of stone steps. So Rashi says in the end of nine, by Dvarim Kavachomim, Avonim Halal Shein Boim Das LaHakir Abizyonim. The stones from which you make them is mech. They have no das. They're not insulted. Oh boy, but it's a big insult. You know, Moshe Cohen rather is climbing up, and we can see, you know, the lower part of his body. What the stones don't feel any sensitivity. It's not, they're not embarrassed. So, but yet the Torah says, Omra Torah ho, yeshbam torchlos and aheg bohem minig bizoyon. Since it's something you need, don't be mevazah, don't behave in a way that it's a bizoyon. So too, it's the same thing, chavercha, right? Another person. Shu b'dmus yotzercha, right? Yotzercha, the person's created. B'tzelam alakim, b'dmus alakim. Omakbid abizoyon, a person, you know, does feel a sense of shame and embarrassment. So certainly you shouldn't behave that way. So, there is an idea of showing hakaras hatov and respect even for something which is inanimate, which is not going to feel any kind of pain or insult when you don't treat it properly. And yet that's a midah that the Torah stresses. The same thing is true with regards to in front of animals who also don't have the das to feel shame or embarrassment. In the beginning of the Chumash, Parshas, I said these are paradigms about hakaras hatov, not from Gedolim stories, but from the Tanakh itself. At the very beginning of the Chumash, Parshas Bereishis, Perek Daled, when Cain kills Hevel, so Cain gets up and kills Hevel, starting in Pasuk Ches, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, where are you? Where is your brother? And he says, HaShomer Achiyanochi. And Perek Daled Pasuk Yud and 10 says, V'Omer Me'asisa, Kol Me'achicha Tzokim Elai Min Adama, right? I hear your brother's blood is calling Min HaAdama in the ground. Meaning that Hevel, after Cain killed him, was buried in the ground. So the Medrash asks, in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Chav Bei Simen Ches 11, the Medrash asks, Umi Kovro, what do you mean, who buried him exactly? Who buried Hevel in the ground? So it says, Amar Elazim Pedas, Ophos HaShamayim V'chayos Tahoros, certain types of birds and animals, they buried Hevel. Okay, V'nosan Lahens HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar, and that's why they got a reward, that when we shech these creatures, you have to make two brachas. Okay, the bracha achas shechita, the achas lekisa adam, the mitzvah of covering the blood also. It doesn't apply by all animals, but by chayos it does, by birds it does. Somehow, because Baruch was teaching to show appreciation for these creatures that buried the first person who died, Hevel, who was killed by Cain. The Medrash Tanchuma, there in Bereishis, in Simen Yud, Os Yud 12, elaborate. B'shoah shahara Cain is Hevel, hoya muslach. After Cain killed Hevel, his corpse, his body was just lying there, so he didn't know what to do. Well, they're there, Cain malasos. What do you do with a dead person? You know, no, they had no experience. Nobody had died before. So what do you do? So Zimein law, because Baruch Hu Shnei Ofos Tahorim, two birds, one killed the other and dug sort of like a little hole in the ground and put it in the ground. So we met a Lomad Cain. That's how Cain learned. Rechofer, recover his Hevel. Fichach Zochua Ofos Lechas Zdomon. That's why there's a reward, so to speak, for the Ophos. So what we're saying is, even when it comes to birds, even animals, again, there's a sense of akaras hatov, that we have a recognition of a kindness, so to speak, they did, even though they didn't do it intentionally and they didn't do it das, they wouldn't have been embarrassed the other way. It doesn't make a difference. You still show akaras hatov. A little later in the Chumash, we find in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yaakov sends Yosef out to the brothers on that fateful trip, which ended up Yosef being sold and so on and so forth. So it says in Parak Lamed Zayin of Bereishis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Yisrael Yosef, Alo Achecha Roim B'Shechem, L'cho V'Shlacho Aleihem. Your brothers went to Shechem with the flocks, go check them out. But look what it says in Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayomer Alech Narei Yishlom Achecha V'Shlom Hatzom. Go see how your brothers are doing. Go see how the cattle are doing also. Right? And he went to, sent him to Shechem. So the Medrash over there, Bereishis Rabbah, in Parshas Vayesh, Parshas Pei Dalet, Siman Yud Gimel 14, says, "Armel Alechno Re'ei Eshlom Achecho Eshlom Atzon Eshlom Achecho Anicha." I understand. The father is sending Yosef, go see how your brother's doing. Check them out, see how they're feeling, see if everything's okay. Elamai Veshlom Atzon, what are you going to ask all the cattle? How are you feeling today? Having a nice day? Having a good time? What is Eshlom Atzon? So yes. Okay, some of your benefit from you check out, right? And you treat them nicely, even though the animals don't know the difference. But your midah, your behavior should be something which you get benefit, then you show concern, even though they can't perceive necessarily you're showing concern. They don't have that kind of das. Nevertheless, you show concern, yes, even for the animals. That's when Yaakov sent Yosef. In fact, we find something later also in the Chumash. In a few weeks, we'll read Parshas Mishpatim. Parakov Beis Rishmos Posuk Lamed, verse 15. Banshe Kodesh Tirli says, Vosar basar trefa lo sochin. We're not allowed to eat a meat which is trefa. Now, in modern Hebrew, in the slang, of trefa means anything non-kosher. Anything non-kosher, we call it treif in the Yiddish, you know. But really, trefa technically means something which has an animal, it's a kosher animal, but it has internal, even if you shechted it properly, but there's internal damage, lesions in the lungs, types of internal damage. The assumption is that this internal damage would cause it not to be able to live out the year. Okay, and there are different examples, a whole parak called Edel Trefus, different examples of these types of internal wounds and you know, organ damage and so on. Anyway, what do you do with this meat? Like Kelev Tash Ichunozo, you throw it to the dogs. Right, now that you're allowed to feed it to your pets, you're not allowed to eat a trefa meat. Again, in modern Hebrew, trefa means anything, in modern slang, trefa means anything which is not kosher. So you can talk about trefa candy and trefa, but strictly speaking, it means this. But okay, like Kelev Tashlichuno, so Rashi says, he's bothered there in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Lamed, and Shmos, in Parish Mishpotim 16, Uvasor Basor Trefa, like Kelev Tashlichuno, Af HaGoy Ke Kelev. That doesn't mean he's comparing a goy to a Kelev. It means, in this regard, you don't have to give it to a dog, and give it to a non-Jew also. In fact, that's what's done in most kosher slaughterhouses. And every once in a while, they slaughter an animal and they find that it was a trefa or some other problem. Maybe the shechita wasn't effective, so you have to throw it out. So what they do is actually they sell it to the non-kosher slaughterhouse across the street because it's good meat. The only thing is, we can't eat it. So Rashi says, Rashi wonders, why does it say in the pasuk, give it to the kelev, give it to a dog? You can give it to a non-Jew, to anyone who's not obligated to eat kosher, just like the dog doesn't have to eat kosher. So God also doesn't have to eat kosher. So it says, and in fact, the Rashi points out there's a pasuk later in the Chumash in Parshas Re'eh, printed in 17, Dvarim Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Lo sochlu kol nevela. Oh, nevela also means non-kosher. Nevela means it's a kosher animal. It just died through a means other than through shechita. It died of old age. It died of the sick, whatever. But it's a cow. But you know, so not allowed to eat that either. It's called nevela. Again, when the Yiddish we say everything's straight, but it says nevela. What do you do with such meat? This comes up. Let's say again, it comes up sometimes in a kosher slaughterhouse. It was a problem with the shechita. It turned out it was a problem with the knife, whatever. It was not a valid shechita. No trefa, no holes in the lung or anything, but the meat was not shechted properly. So what do you do? It says, lager, here, there, ger, it means not an actual convert. Lager, you can give it to a non-Jew. Or machal anochri, you can sell it to a non-Jew. Right? So it says in the Chumash specifically, when you have non-kosher meat, it's not true about basar chalav. Cheeseburger, that there's an issue. I know that's something else. But regular non-kosher meat, you can give it to an animal, you can give it to sell it to a goy, whatever. Anybody doesn't have to keep kosher can eat it. It's perfectly good meat. So getting back to Rashi, so why did it say Kelev? Why did it say in the pasuk there in Mishpatim, like in pasuk Perichov Beis Shmos pasuk Lamed in 15? Why did it say like Kelev Tashichu Nozo? Why did it say dog in Cain? Second line of Rashi in 16. Ma Tomon Omer Kelev like Kelev. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives every living creature his just dessert, what he deserves. Shenemar l'chol b'nei Yisrael echetz kelev l'shono omar Kodesh Baruch Hu t'nulos far, referring to pasuk next week's Sedra. In Parshas Bo, look at 18, Shmos Perek Yidalev, Sukkim Dalet through Zion, right? This is when Moshe Rabbeinu warns about the impending final Makkos Bechoros. Again in 18, I'm going to come at midnight and so on. And Pasuk Hey, Mace, Kol B'chor, Beretz Mitzrayim, every firstborn is going to die. Everybody's going to die, and the firstborn in Pasuk Vav. There'll be a huge geshrei, the screaming, the tragedy, the whole Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk Zayin, where the Bnei Yisrael live, the dog won't even wag its tongue, won't bark at all, nothing. They'll don't do anything. They'll be usually when there's a tumult, dogs bark. Right? When there's something going on that's instinctive, when there's a sense trouble, they sense the shrieking, and then the dogs start barking also. Where the Bnei Yisrael live, there won't be anything. It will be calm and serene. Even the dogs won't wag their tongues, nothing. Okay? And the idea is, and it's elaborated upon in the Mechilta, there in Parshas Mishpatim, in the Mechilta Rishmael, in what's called Masechta de Kasper, it's the second half of Parsha Mishpatim, begins in Kesef, so it's called Masechta de Kasper, Parsha Chav, 19, like Kelev Tashikunos. So again, like Kelev and Kakelev, not only a dog, but anything like a dog, meaning any creature doesn't have to keep kosher, but it says the same thing because Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him their reward, because it says in the Chol B'nai Yisrael, Le'echar Tzkelev L'shono, you look at the last words of 19, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tein Lo Schoro, because again, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is makbid to show a karas hatov to the dogs, and certainly to show a karas hatov to another person. Here, see again, there's an expression of a karas hatov to an animal. Again, the animal doesn't do it on purpose, doesn't sense it, but nonetheless, there's a notion of a karas hatov. Interesting as a side point, on that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Perakov Beis Pasuk Lamed, which we had back in 15, the Daz the Kinnim Balatos is give a different reason why it says in the pasuk to feed the meat to the dog, as opposed to selling it to a goy, which is also fine. Why does it mention a dog? So it says something else, and this is really Akar Satov. Look in 20, the Balatos say Me'achar Shakelev Moser Nafshal Atreifa Kishibo Azev Latarfa. You know, dogs very often protect the flock. What do you call them? Sheep dogs. Right, you have dogs out there when I have cattle. So you have dogs out there in case a wolf or other animals come to attack the sheep and the lambs. So the dog starts barking. Sometimes the dog pays with his own life. You know, a wolf can take a dog, you know, the regular dog. So dogs are most in nefesh to protect the flock, right? So therefore, to make sure that a wolf or whatever doesn't come and tear up an animal, make it a trefa. That's what happens if a wolf or a lion or something attacks an animal with the sharp claws and so on. They make it into a trefa, they kill it, and we can't eat that meat. So the dogs prevent that from happening. So the Baal HaTos is right. Over there in Parshas Mishpatim, they get a reward, right? And because then, Kikain Derachol, Lahamid Klov, and Lishmar Tzom, and Azavim, people have dogs to protect the flocks from the wolves, from other wild animals and beasts that might attack. So therefore, again, it's a sense of Akor HaTov, when there's treif meat around, you give it to the dogs. True, you can give it to an angel also, but the Torah says, like Kelam Tashifuno, so you give it to the dogs because that's a reward, that's a thanks for the dog, the contribution he makes to you. So again, what the dog understands, the dog doesn't understand, but nevertheless, you show a karas hatov to an animal also. In the Sefer Chassidim, Simon Tov Reish Samech Hei, Yudah Chassid writes in 21, Ki ein midara kmo kofui tova. There's no worse behavior, no worse character trait than somebody who fails to acknowledge what's the right word? He's ingrate, right? He doesn't show gratitude, okay? And again, he quotes this pasuk, Mechubas v'sad treifa, and he also, the Sefer Chassidim, like the Baal HaTos, give that reason. Here, the animal, the dog helped save the flocks from the attack of the wolves. So if there's any treif meat, feed it to the dog. That's again the idea of Hakar Zatov. Fascinating Gemara, Yerushalmi, in Trumas, Parakhes Halacha Gimel. Listen to this. Chad Bar Nash, imagine this happening in your house. Chad Bar Nash, Zomin Chad Rabon. Certain person invited his Rebbe, a Rav, to his house. The Esiv Kalbo Gabe. And he sat the guest, the rabbi, at a distinguished seat at the table. He put his dog right next to where the rabbi was sitting. What? It's a little bit embarrassing. You're putting your dog. It looked like almost he was trying to embarrass him or make fun of him. He put the dog there. So he said, no. He says, Amalei, Rebbe Tivo Anamish, I'm paying him back the dog for his kindness. What happened? Because Shavion Ololakarta, some time ago, some bandits raided the town, and all Chad Minan Bov and Minsev Isti. And one of them came and wanted to take my wife away and sleep with her, whatever it is. Well, the dog attacked him, bit him in the testicle area and so on. So, you know, basically the dog prevented my wife from being violated. So I have that akar satov to the dog. That's in the Moshe there in 23 explains, right? He just tells you the Hebrew, right? In 23. It's a perkes in his arrangement, the perkes of a Zion, the Pnei Moshe. His min l'rav echad li, so that's a tells the story, right? Or invited the rabbi over. And right next to the rabbi, he put the dogs. He thought he was making fun of him, he was embarrassing him, and so on. But no, Look at the second line. Chas Hashem, El Tova, Ani Chayv LaKalev. I owe this dog a favor because he did such a thing for me when there were these kidnappers and looters, whatever, invaded the town. He went ahead and and saved my wife. So therefore, again, what do you see? You show Hakaras HaTov even to an animal. In fact, there's a mitzvah, an unusual mitzvah. The end of next week's Seder again in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, verse 24. Perek Yud Gimel, starting in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vavarta Kol Petarecham Hashem. Right, every firstborn, that's a mitzvah of pidyon haben, you have to give over. And also there's a mitzvah of bechoras, an animal, gives birth to a firstborn. So you have to also given to the kohen. What if you have the second pasuk there in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel 24, the chopeter chamor? What about the firstborn donkey? So also there's a din with a donkey, you redeem it. Okay, you redeem it. It's called pidyon peter chamor. And the details now comes up not that frequently, but nowadays, well, somebody I know here in the neighborhood who wanted to do this mitzvah, he contracted to buy the donkey that was pregnant. Somebody found out about it. He wanted to get it, but then ended up being a female. So he wasn't able to do the mitzvah. But anyway, it's only the male born. But Rashi is, why dafke, and the Gemara Bechoros, why dafke by chamor? It's a donkey is a non-kosher animal. So Rashi says, velo peter shar behemah tmei. It's only, there in Perek Gimel of Shmos, Pasuk Gimel 25, it's only the firstborn of a donkey. Why? Because he says, because the donkeys helped Bnei Yisrael and they came out of Mitzrayim. We learn in next week's Sedra, and then again in B'Shalach, that they came out with a lot of loot. Bizas Mitzrayim, Bizas Hayam. They came out with Kesev, Zav, gold, and silver. So they had many donkeys helped schlep all the spoils that they took from Mitzrayim, all the loot. So that's why we have a mitzvah related to the donkeys. That's like Gemara says in Bukhara's Hamad Beis 26, Omer Chanina, Sha'alti is a Belezer B'Bei Moser Rabba. I asked the Belezer in a big base medrash, Manishtano Pitre Chamor, Mipitre Susim Gomalim. Why do you have this mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Chamor with a donkey and doesn't apply to horses, doesn't apply to camels, other non kosher animals? It says, basic answer is, Omer Lexer Sakosavi. Okay, it says in the Torah. What's the reason? Oh, Shasil B'Shishom Me'ed B'Shasis Yes Mitzrayim. They helped the Jewish people at the time in Mitzrayim that everybody had 90 donkeys laden with all kinds of gold and silver and so on. So once again, we have an idea that you show Hakaras HaTov to even to an animal. Okay, it's interesting. There is a notion, so something else we find a minig, not for the next Shabbos or the following Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach. Some people have a minig that they put out bird feed on Parshas B'Shalach. You familiar with that minig? Some of the kids will come home with bird feed or seeds and some of the birds. What's going on? So there is a din in general. I look in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simon Shin Chav Dalet Sif Yud Aleph 28. There is a din in general that you're not allowed to feed on Shabbos animals or birds that don't belong to you. If they're yours, then you have to give them. Like a kelev, mizono sovalecha, you're responsible for feeding the animals. So you got to feed on Shabbos also. But a wild animals or animals down the street, you shouldn't go to the, to the park or whatever and feed the pigeons or something. If it's not yours on Shabbos, you don't do that. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings a minig there in Siman Shin Chav Dalet Aruch Haim Sukkot and Lamed Aleph 29. The minig I mentioned, Yesh Nogin Lite Chitim Lifnei Ofos B'Shabbos Shira. That's B'Shalach in 2 weeks, Shabbos Shira. Some people give bird feed, seeds, wheat or whatever, kernels, to the birds on Shabbos Shira. But he writes, Ve'enu Nachon. The Mishnah says, it's not a proper practice. That's how many people put it out on Friday afternoon. Friday's okay. But when on Shabbos itself, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Charei Ein Mezonos on Alecha. You're not responsible for feeding these birds. You're not allowed to feed birds and that are not yours on Shabbos. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, there in Siman Shin Chav Dalet Tziv Gimel, source 3, justifies the minik. He writes, Yesh Misrami Mamash HaMinik B'Shabbos Shira Lizor Chitin Lefnei Ofos. Some people Misrami, and they make a tumult, they object to this minik to give kernels to the birds. Charei Ein Mezonos on Alecha. The Mishnah Berurah, they all object to this practice. Well, Nira Lee, the minig is all Torah. There's a minig, and it's a proper minig. Why? We're not doing it for them, but rather we're doing it for ourselves. Why? The birds also, at the time of Kriyas Yamsum, the little birds sing, they chirp, they also participated. And we owe them a favor. We owe them treating them nicely. Because, and that's our kavana is, that's why we're not feeding the birds. We want to feed the birds and we violation of Shabbos. We're doing it for ourselves because we want to recognize Kriyas Yamsuf and so on. That's how That's one interpretation of this minhag, and it touches a little bit on Hakaras HaTov to thank the birds for participating in. Again, the birds don't know the difference, but that's the notion of Hakaras HaTov. That's what I'm saying. There are many paradigms of Hakaras HaTov, even we said with inanimate objects and with birds and so on. There's a different thing with the birds that we do it on Shabbos Shira, a different reason given in later Sfarim, nothing to do with the birds singing Shira, but rather with something later in Parshas B'Shalach, in 31, Parakta Zayin, starting in Pasuk Chafei, from the story of the Mun. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, "By Moshe Chlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Yom Hashem, Hayom Lo Simsoo Basod." There'll be no mun out in the field on Shabbos. Okay, you gathered 6 days in Shabbos, and we know mun in the field. Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Parakta Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Zayin says, "Vahi By Moshe Yotzu Menam Lil Kote Lo Motzo." Some people went out to the field to gather mun on Shabbos. There was none there. What's going on? So the Piskei Tshuvas, contemporary, say, quotes 32, I didn't have the Nimuka Arachaim is from the Minchas Elozer, the Minkach Rebbe, wrote a sefer called Nimuka Arachaim, which is not in the database, but here they quote it. He quotes Menachem Mendel Merimonov, the great Hasidic masters, a different one. What happened? He tells a story, Medrash, I don't know exactly where this all comes from, but the quote that Dosen and Aviram, and the other troublemakers, wanted to show that Moshe was not trustworthy, that he couldn't be believed, because he said there was not going to be any mon. So Friday night, they snuck out, and they put mon out in the field. They had the mon, because the double portion fell on Friday. They put mon out in the field, and then the next day, they were going to tell him, oh, you see, mon did fall. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. Right? They're regular troublemakers. So, Kedei Laharislam, Kilu Yard Mon, Bekam Shabbos. What happened? The birds came in the wee hours of the morning, and they ate whatever mon had been scattered. So Takeh, when the people came out, there was no mud in the field because the birds ate it. So the thanks to these birds, okay, an expression of thanks to these birds, Dos Hamirim and their buddies went out, lo matzuka achom alfos, and therefore the thanks to these birds, that's why we give them feed, we feed them on Shabbat Shira. Again, the idea is that we show Hakaras HaTov even to birds, even though the birds don't understand why we're doing it. Nonetheless, that's the meat of Hakaras HaTov, to behave in that fashion. Now, similarly, there is a Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadi Beis Amar Beis. Gemara says 33, Bira Deshas Minelo Sashti Bekala. Okay, you have a well, water you drink. Don't throw. What do we have in English expression? Don't spit in the water. Right? Don't throw rocks into water which you drink from. Okay, don't throw water in the rocks you drink from. And that's what Rashi says. Shoshosisim in a kvar betzoma. Don't throw anything into it because you may need it again and so on. And Rashi uses the expression. There in Baba Kama Tzadi Beis, Diva Masi Lo Sashti in 34, Shuv Lo Sivazu, don't embarrass, don't insult that water. Very interesting. Insult again, the same way you're insulting the water. The water doesn't have any feelings, but it's the same idea. You benefited from it. You don't treat it poorly. The Shita Mekubetz is there in Baba Kama Tzadi Beis, my base, source 35, quotes, Talmud Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Rabbi Yosef Halevi means the Ri Magash. Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Ibn Magash, who was the Talmud of the Rif and the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. The Rambam met him when he was a little boy. He met him, but the Rima Gash, a big Talmud, a great Talmud Chacham. We have Chuvas and Rima Gash and so on. Anyway, so it tells a story there in the Shittim, quoting the Shittim Betzim of a comment, Tzadi Beis and Beis 35. The Chos of Talmud Echom and Talmidim Rabbi Yosef Alevi, one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Yosef Alevi, Ibn Magash, and it translates here from Arabic, Mu'tak Miloshan Arabi. He says basically, I'll read it. I'll read it inside, but based on his Gemara, he tells a story about when his Rebbe, the Rif, had something to do with a person who needed some psak, din Torah, and the Rif did not want to serve as one of the judges, one of the dayanim in the case, and the case had to do with a merchatz, it was a bathhouse, okay, and in this bathhouse, in those days they didn't have indoor plumbing, they had private, public bathhouses. So the Rif, when he was sick, would go with either a steam room there, a sauna, whatever, and he would go there for health reasons. So he benefited from this merchatz the Rif did, and therefore he didn't want to have anything to do with the case that had to do with that merchatz. It's as if he owes a thanks to that merchatz, the Schwitz, the steam room, feels the Rif thanked him. No, but again, that's the meat of Hakaras HaTov, even inanimate objects. Certainly, that will come certainly when it comes to people. And it doesn't really matter who the people are. The Pasuk in Parashat Vayishlach, 36, Bereishis Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yurchetz, Yaakov Shalom Ir Shechem, right? Yaakov came to Shechem after the whole wrestling with the Amalekah, and he came back to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, Vayichan, plus Vayichan as Pnei Ir. Now the word Vayichan means like Machane, encamped. He set up camp, pitched camp, by the city. However, the Medrash in Parsha Vayishal, Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Ayin Tes, Simon Vav, 37, writes, Vayichan as Pnei Ir, Chanan. The word Vayichan also comes with Chain, which means charm. grace, you know, favor, not just in camp. Chanan is a punishment here. He did a favor for the city because what he did, he set up like butchers, and he did things to enhance the community. Okay, and look what it says in the Medrash, the last part of 37. And a person should contribute to the place to enhance the quality of the place where he was living here. So you build up the place a little bit. You say you build the place up. You know, again, the place doesn't feel it, but that's what you get benefit from this. So you should build up the place. Okay, it's interesting. Other examples about Karas HaTov, because it's lav dafka only to Jews. We take a look in Parshas Vayigash, Bereishis Perek Mem Zayin, Psukim Chof through Chof Beis. We know that Yosef, in effect, acquired for Paro all the Egyptian land because there was no food, as you recall, right? There was no, there was no food. There was 7 years of famine and so on. And Yosef had set everything up. He was the only one who had food. So the Egyptians eventually sold all their land in order to get food. So, and then Yosef set up a system where they would work, a certain percent, for 4 years, and the 50 would go to the, the crops. Four fifths, 80% they would keep, and they would give, the rest, give to Paro, whatever it was, the whole tax set up, the end of Vayigash. And, but it says, in Perek Mem Zayin, Pesach Chof Beis 38, it says, but Rak Admas HaKonim Lo Konim, but the land that belonged to the Konim, that Yosef didn't get, and so that he didn't take. So the Shlo, in the Parshas, not Parshas Vayigash, in Derech Chaim Tochachos Musar, Os Pei 39, so a different reason why Tzorech Adam Sholios Kli Tovim 39. Don't be someone ingrate. Okay, Yishalim Tova Tachas Tova Afilo Legoi. This idea of showing Hakaras HaTov applies even to a non-Jew. We saw it even applies to inanimate objects, even to animals. Now we're saying even to a non-Jew. Okay, why? Because Akumrim Shomitzayim Asu Tova Yosef Kasher Dina Bifnei Binyan Ma'aseh Eishes Potifera. We all know the story in the previous sedra, earlier in Vayeshev, when the wife of Potiphar tried to seduce Yosef, and he resisted the temptation, and she claimed that he tried to rape her, and he got thrown into jail. Yeah, he got thrown into jail, but really he deserved a death penalty. Okay, for this, remember the man, the husband, was a high-ranking Egyptian official, so you start up with his wife, that surely deserves a death penalty. But the judges in the case, when they heard the case, they realized, no, he's probably right. So they had to, they had to play ball with the politicians. But so he sent him to jail, but they spared his life. So that's why he felt a debt to the Kohanim of Egypt. Yosef did. That's why he didn't bother with their land. That's the pasuk says. The Medrash quotes the Shlo rather quotes the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chav Hey pasuk 40. Hey Tiva Hashem Latov Malay Shor Melos Hakadosh Baruch Hu will always do good to those people who do good. Okay. The truth is, it explains something else. That I didn't quote the whole the part of the Medrash I left out, but it mentions there. Last week said also Perek Beis of Shmos Pasuk Hey, Lateret Bas Paro Lurchotz Ali Or. Right, that we know that Moshe was put in the basket. We referred to it earlier. She's found by the daughter of Paro. What was she doing? She was by the water and she saw it and she took the baby and so on. But Tiftach Pateres Yelad and she took she took mercy on him and so on. Why did she care? Her father made this decree, so what does she care to save this baby? It's possibly at some risk to herself. So Medrash says in Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Aleph Simchav Gimel 42, Rabbanan Ami Bat Paro Mitzoras Haisa. She had contracted some form of tzoras, a skin ailment, and she went to the river to wash it off. And as soon as she couldn't get it off, and as soon as she touched this little basket with this baby in it, all of a sudden, whatever the skin ailment was, disappeared. Okay, therefore she had mercy. But again, what is that? That's the idea again of Hakaras HaTov that she had. And I forgot to quote, but the Medrash goes further and said, that's why, she's the one who named him Moshe. The Medrash says Moshe had a bunch of names, okay, one of which was Avigdor, okay, and various other names. There's a period in Simchas Torah that lists Shisu Simchas, Skabtu Malachim Zelzeh, you look for the Machzorim. So they mention the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, other names. Moshe wasn't a Jewish word. Moshe was an Egyptian word. Okay, that's some question what the origin of the Rabbi Arya Kaplan's Chumash. He gives you some of the origins of the name Moshe. But anyway, of all the names, he's called Moshe. Why? Because Hakaras HaTov, to the daughter of Paro. That's the name she gave him. Very interesting. A little later in Moshe's life, Perek Beis of Shmos, the last week said in 43, when Moshe runs away, so he comes upon Midian, the land of Midian, and there the daughters of the Kohen Midian are by the well. and by Pasuk Zion, by Ebo Haroim, by Garshim, the other shepherds started up with them and so on, and he rose to the occasion by Oshion, by Alkamosh, by Oshion. He helped them out. He helped the daughters of Yisro out. And when they came back to their father, yes, what happened? So Pasuk Yutes, 43, Perk Beis, Pasuk Yutes, Vatomarne Ish Mitzvi Tzolomi Adaroim. An Egyptian man, they didn't know who he was. He was some Egyptian on the run. He looked like an Egyptian. So she said, saved us. Some Egyptian spared us. And so what was Yisro's reaction? Pasuk Chof of Perek Beis and Shmos, last week said, 43. Where is he? Why don't you bring him back? Of course, I told him, he's teaching his daughters. The man saved you, helped you out. Why didn't you invite him? You said he's Egyptian. We're not in Egypt anymore. We're in Midian. Obviously, you know, he's a stranger in another area. Bring him back to the house. Bring him in. He can have a meal. Of course, I told him. He helped you out. Okay, and a little bit later, in Parshas Yisro, Shmos Perek Yud Ches, 44, when Yisro comes back later on, you know, right before Matan Torah, by Mamon Har Sinai, Moshe went to greet his father-in-law. And he bowed to him and he kissed him and so on. What's the idea? Rashi says in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Zayin, 45 in Parsha Yisro, Kavod Gadol Niskabed Yisro Boso Shor. It was a great kavod for Yisro. You know why? Because when Moshe went out to greet his father-in-law, everybody else, this guy must be an important guy. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going out of the camp to greet him, so they came along too, and they ended up with a whole entourage going out to greet Yisro. So again, that was, why did Moshe do it? Again, a sense of Akoras HaTov, okay? As the Sfarno says in Parshas Yisro, in Source 46, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Zayin, by Yitzhi Moshe, Lo Chada B'Shim Malaso, even though by now Moshe was a high-ranking person, he wasn't some stum Egyptian on the run by the well in Midian, and now he'd been elevated to a major position, still, that didn't hold him back. L'kadem p'nei mishashilim lo tova be'sarlo, someone who had done kindnesses to him when he was in trouble. So that's, again, the idea of Hakoras HaTov. In Navi as well, just a few other examples, there's some famous examples, as I say, paradigms of Hakoras HaTov from our Tanakh. You know, again, you want to read stories about Gedolim, it's wonderful. And you can find some interesting insights. But here are the things we're just studying in Tanakh itself, just example after example. In Sefer Yehoshua at the beginning, in Perek Beis of Sefer Yehoshua, that's Haftar for Parshas Shlach, 47, when the two spies come in and they're discovered, so the woman Rochav hides them. Remember? Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches, Yehoshua 47, Hema Terem Yishkavon, the also Alayim Alagag, right? She brought them up to she hid them, you know, on the roof and so on and so forth. And she asked them to do her a favor, to repay her kindness, that when the Jews will come in and conquer the city of Yericho, they'll spare her and her family. But it's interesting, it says, do both a chesed and emes, right? Chesed and emes. So the Radak, there in Yehoshua, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, in 48, similarly the Malbim, there in Yehoshua, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, 49. We'll say more or less that, you know, emes, they owed her. That they had to do. They had, you know, she saved their lives. Of course, now they have to spare her. Chesed was, she asked them to spare her family also, even though the family hadn't done anything. But she asked, but again, both things are there. All it has to do, once again, with the notion of Hakoras HaTov. When you look in 50, Yeshua Paragvab, Sukum Chav Beis, Sukum Hey, when they went ahead to conquer the city, sure enough, Yeshua told them, we have to go spare this woman, Rachav. That was a deal you made. You owed it to, you know, you have to keep your word and spare her family. And they set up a whole system with a red ribbon, you know, not a yellow ribbon around the oak tree, but a red ribbon by the window. So that's how they spared her. Later on, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, okay, the people of Yavesh Gilad, that's a certain place, okay, were in trouble. They were attacked by Nachash Ammoni, a king of Ammon, and so on. Torture them and take out everybody's right eye. And Shaul heard about it before he became the king. Shaul heard about it. Okay. So he rallied the troops to go save them. And he did. Later on, in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, we find after Shaul died in battle with his sons in the Har Gilboa, by Yishmul Kol Yosh, look at 52, by Yishmul Kol Yovesh Gila, as Kol Asher Asu Plishtim with Shaul. They heard what happened with the battle with the Plishtim and Shaul was killed. So Yud Bey is like a kumu kol ishchal, Yisro's gufas, Shaul's gufas bana. They went to rescue Shaul's body. He had been killed by the Plishtim and they were parading his body around to show he was dead. And so people of Yavesh Gilad saved Shaul's body and brought him to Jewish burial and they fasted for 7 days. You look in Rashi, there in Divrei Yom Aleph and Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Bey, it said that why did they go ahead to, it was a battlefield. So it was some risk to go and get Shaul's body. But nevertheless, they felt they had to do it because Shaul had shown them kindness. Shaul had, you know, had saved them. So they felt it was only right now that Shaul was dead to spare, you know, to show Shaul, like a sense, again, a sense of HaKoras HaTov. David HaMelech as well, Shmuel Perek Lamed 54, that David went around after he was victorious and he shared the spoils with the people who had assisted him during the battle from different cities. You look in 55, the Radak there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed, Pesuk Lamed Aleph, Shem Yisalek Benemi, Mokom LaMokom. When he was on the run, when he was on the losing side, people hid him, helped him, and so on. So therefore, when he was on the winning side, he shared the spoils with them, again, the sense of HaKoras HaTov. And in Per Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis, 56, Amar David, Eseh Chesed Im Chonon Benochosh, I got to do Chesed with this guy because his father did Chesed with me. And David HaMelech, when he had to run away from his son Avshalom, who rebelled to become the king, he came to a place called Gilad, and a gentleman by the name of Barzila HaGiladi helped him and brought him out cots and beds for him and all his men to sleep, and honey and bread and food and all kinds of stuff, because they were hungry and thirsty and so on. Well, that's when David is on a deathbed. We just read it the last a couple weeks ago. After Parshas Vayechi, Malachim Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zion, 58. David instructs his son Shlomo, who's about to take over the throne, his last will and testament. Belivnei Barzila Hagiladi Taseh Chesed, Bahayu Baochli Shulchanecha. Give them a seat, the children. Barzila himself, I guess, wasn't around, but his children now. Make sure they have a seat at the royal table. Because they were kind to me. Again, HaKoras HaTov, over and over again. Okay, the Malbim said that there in Lachman, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zion 59, it's Mida Kineged Mida. They brought food for David. So David said, okay, they're going to have a seat at the royal table with my son when he becomes the king. So that's, again, the notion of HaKoras HaTov. And finally, in Ksuvim, Megillas that we know about, Megillas Rus, Perek Beis, Ruth describes that she went to the field of Boaz and, you know, she got lots of food after Naomi asked her where to get it from. But it's a funny expression. It says in Pasuk Yutes of Perek Beis of Ruth 60, it says, Avatomer, second half of the Pasuk, Shame Ha'isha Shor Sisi Imo Hayom Boaz. The man who, with whom I did things today was Boaz. It's a Medrash in Ruth Rabbah Parsha Hay Simon Tess is bothered in 61. What do you mean? He did for her, she didn't do for him. Shouldn't say Isha Shura Sisi. I did anything. Who I saw, he did for me. The man says, no, I did many things for him also. He paid me back out of a sense of HaKoras HaTov. And of course, probably most familiar to us, in Parshas Yisro, in Megillas Esther, Purim. We all know the turning point of the Megillah, 62, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Balayla Ahu, Nododosh Natsamelech, that fateful night when Haman was coming to ask the king to hang Mordechai. That night, Achashverosh couldn't sleep. He tossed him to Nodrosh Nas HaMelech, and he asked them to read from the records. And so they're reading from the records, we all know, and they find the pasuk that Mordechai discovered the plot of Bigson and Seresh, who wanted to execute, you know, to assassinate Achashverosh. And Achashverosh said in pasuk Gimel, "Amar Melech, Ma Nasa Yakar Gulu? How do we? What great wonderful things did we do for Mordechai as a reward for this?" And he said, "We didn't do a darn thing." So later on, he tells Haman to put him on the horse and so on. Okay, what's the idea? There's a lack of a course that told me when it says Nodadosh Tas HaMelech. So the Gemara says in the Megillah, Tetzvah Bay 63, that the reference is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Melech. That's why some people, I have the meaning myself, Dominar, those Dominar Shul, that Pasuk. You read, first of all, some people read that Pasuk a little louder because it's a turning point in the Megillah, but some people read it, Balaylahu, Nodadosh Tas HaMelech. Hashem Kippur, HaMelech, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, that's based on his Gemara, right? Nodrosh Nas Malko Shel Olam. But Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Why? Through Malachim, angels shepherded him all night. And what they say to him, look in Rashi, Megillah, Tetzvah, Beis, Dibur Masul, Nodadu, Amalo, Kfui Tova, Shalein Tova, Lamisha So. You know, you pay back. Somebody saved your life. You saved him from assassination. Pay him back. So again, we see through Torah, through Nevi'im, through Ksuvim, numerous examples of somebody, of cases of HaKoras HaTov, what a major role that it plays. Now, in this connection, what's the idea of HaKoras HaTov? So one thing is that it brings about good feeling. You know, people are kind to each other. You do kindness for me, I do kindness for you. And then it's Marba Shalom V'Reyes, you know, which is always an admirable goal. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph, talking about Shabbos, Source 65. Omar Shalom Moshe, right, tells him, he's going to give him the Shmitz of Shabbos. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Yudam and Beis and in Beit Tezanim and Av, two places, 66 and 68, so more or less the same thing. The Gemara says a rule from here. Amar Rama Rav Merchasim Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav 66. Hanosin Matan Chaver Tzorach Lodio. You do something, you give someone a gift, you got to tell him. Right? Now, sometimes it's better for it to be anonymous, but sometimes you want to tell him because you want him to realize you're being nice to him, and then that contributes more friendship. Right? Look in Rashi, Shabbos, Yudav, and the Gemara even says at the end that Amar Mishun Galil, Hanosin, look at the last line of 66, Amar Mishun Galil, Hanosin, Pas Latina, Tzorach Ladilimo. You give something to a kid, a treat to a kid, you tell the parent why. So Rashi explains there in Shabbos, Yudav, Beis, Tzorach Lodio. Look at the end of Rashi, second line of 67. Should we talk kach? Oh, the person, wow, he's a nice guy. Right? So it adds more friendship. Okay? Or same with more person, Beit HaTazanim HaHav. And Rashi says over there, in 69, Diva Masu Ladas, Beit HaTazanim HaHav. Look at the last words. V'tarba Abba V'reus, be Yisrael. There'll be more friendship, more love and brotherhood among the Jewish people. That's one of the overriding goals of the idea of Hakaras HaTov. In the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, Shar Dalet and Shar Bitochon, Perek Dalet, it says, V70, V'yodel Mishanas Yado. Thank somebody who did something to you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way. You should thank him and say for Orchus Tzadikim of unknown authorship in the 1400s. Shara Eschira, 71. Gomalo Chaver Tova. Yizkar Kadesh Yuchal Shivlo. Remember the kindness somebody did for you, so you'll be able to pay him back if he needs it. Norm Elimelech and Parshas Ekev, Chaltas Kol Amin, 72, right? Tini Miteva Odom, Shemakabo Tova, Meza Odom, Machziklo Tova. You know, someone does you a favor, it should be your nature to want to repay that properly when he needs it. The Peleoites, an entry in the Harbosha, Peleoites, encyclopedia of Torah ideas, on the entry of Harbosha, 73, V'derech ish tov, a good person, sheyesh lo das nechona, has proper good sense, seichel, right? U'misheva seichel, shechavero even choshav la'asos lo tova. Okay? He wanted to do a favor, and he did something which ended up not being such a, you know, he bought you something he didn't want, right? You know, or he did, you know, it didn't work out. Sometimes the favors don't work out, right? Nonetheless, you have to thank the person as if he did something wonderful for you, because, you know, his intentions were good intentions. Yeah, that's otherwise, so, even if it ends up being that you didn't want this, you didn't need this, instead of being annoyed, oh, thank you very much. You show a course of Tov anyway. And he said at the end, Zeu, Derech Tovim, that's the way a good person behaves. The Tana de Belio, Rabbah, in Parashur Ches, one of the Joshua says, 74, Mikan Amru, Kol Asoid Es Chavero, Afilu Pas Bemelech. Someone eats by someone else, says, even if he gives them just a piece of bread, you should, or fruits or vegetables, whatever, minor stuff, you should look at it as if he gave you a big meal, even if you didn't need him to do it. That's the key. Afo Pishesh Lola Osu Soid Measu, I have tons of food, I don't need your food, right? You know, I have tons of things on my own, I don't need your somebody gives you something, take it, right? Sometimes you have a tikkun or something like that, your outside after shachris. So they have some food there, they're not always so good, kichel, whatever else. So you're home, we're going to go home, we're going to have a big breakfast. No, if someone gives you something, take it, you show appreciation. That's the idea. Yachzik lo tova b'fonom. Okay? In Avos Drab Nosson, Perek Mem Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, 75, Im Asisa l'chavercha. If you do a good thing for somebody, a big thing, you should have in your mind it wasn't such a big deal. But the reverse. Im Asa l'chavercha tova kima. A guy did you a little favor. It wasn't such a big deal. Should thank him as if he did. Wow, this is unbelievable. Thank you so much. Okay, that's the proper way to behave. Interesting, there's a Gemara Ksubas. The Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Ches, B'shochad lo sikav. You're not supposed to take bribes. Okay, because bribes makes you think the wrong way, even if you're a pikech. Shochad yaver pikech misalat tibitzarikim. Good. There's a Gemara Ksubas, Daf Kuf Heyam and Beis. It says shochad isn't only a monetary bribe. Shochad is if you do something, it's not a monetary thing. Now, if you feel shochad dvarim, other things. Shochad doesn't only mean to give you money. And the Gemara gives an example. Okay? Kihod de Shmuel, there's a ksubas kuf hamid beis. I have a avar b'mavro. He was crossing a bridge. Maybe it was a little bit of a rickety bridge. So asa hu gaber yoiv le'yade. So somebody else stuck out his hand and says, help Shmuel cross the bridge. Not a big deal. Then Shmuel talks the conversation, where are you going? I'm going to your beds and I have to have a case decided. Shmuel said, I can't pass anymore. I can't be the dying in such a case. You did me a favor. A favor, you just stuck out his hand. It wasn't such a big deal. You think Shmuel's vision's going to be clouded because this minor thing? It's not that he gave him $1 million. He stuck out his hand. The Gemara has other stories like that. Okay, in that same passage, you can read it inside, but he says the same thing. You know, somebody had something on his head, another guy, like a bug or whatever, and he wiped it off. Oh, now I can't pass in your case anymore. He did me a favor. What's the big deal? Nothing to it. Okay, but nonetheless, you consider himself puzzled. Why? Not, Rav Palm explains, not because now we're chosheish that Shmuel was going to twist the din, because the guy, I understand, the guy gives him $1 million, so I'm going to be favorably disposed to him. The guy sticks out his hand, or he swats something off my head. That's such a big deal. I won't be able to judge honestly because he did this. Oh, yes, because you're supposed to view even a small thing as a major thing. And the Gemara tells a story. Shmuel Bar Yossi had a situation with a certain guy that he felt the Odah Karas HaTovah. He didn't want the judge. He sent him, I'm just saying, like, more outside. This is Tzubas Kuf Hamid Beis. But he sent him to other Rabbanim. But he was listening to the case. The Gemara said he was listening to the case. And every time someone was presented, he viewed it. Oh, yeah, I hope they'll say like this in favor. And he said to himself, you know something? I'm glad I didn't pass on this case because my thinking was already warped. Okay, I was already looking for everything in this guy's favor, even for a small thing. That's what emerges from that. That's halacha, by the way. Sanhedrin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Ram writes in Perchav Gimel, Halacha Gimel, in 79. And he quotes some of these stories. It's very, you know, the Rambam doesn't quote stories. You know, it's not the Rambam's way, but he does over here. Okay, very interesting. Look at Perakov Gimel, Halacha Gimel, 79. Ma'ase b'dayan echad. They tell the story. Okay, and, you know, it's also with the bridge and with the other guy who helped the other person out and so on. So the Rambam is usually not giving stories, but he does over here because the point is these weren't big deals. But nevertheless, you show a Karas HaTov. And in fact, you know, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the test of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell the stories, but even a minor shochad is considered shochad. Pesachei Tshuva wonders, is that a din? Is that a minis chassidus? Okay, we're looking at a different time. And the Sefer Charedim also writes, Mitzvah Saseh B'Divrei Kabbalah, the Sofim Perk Aleph of Schav Gimel 82, writes, Yachzik Tov Alameitel Afilu Ma'at. Even if the guy does a little bit, Yidme Be'enav Shua Harba, you should view it in your eyes as if it is in fact a big deal. Now, it's interesting. You look in the Chovos HaLevavos in Shar Gimel, Shar Avodos HaLokim, the Psicha, he writes, you know, it's true that we're supposed to show HaKaras HaTov to other people. Okay? But what if the guy didn't do it for my sake? He didn't do it for me. He was doing it anyway. It happens to be that I benefited from it. He wasn't doing me a personal favor. Okay? So look at the second line, the end of it, the second line. The end of the line. Okay. If he absolutely didn't have me in mind at all, I totally benefit. So then I'm. However, but if the person does a favor, he does intend to help me, but that's not his sole motivation. He was doing it for himself or for other people. Anyway, so I may lie, but it helped me also. Then I still have an obligation. Then I still have the obligation because I'm supposed to view myself as if he was doing it for me. If he totally was mamish an accident, didn't even realize it, but I mean, that's something else. But the Chovos HaLevavos was going to say, but if the guy knew it was helping me, but he wasn't really doing it only for me, but he knew it was helping me and it would help me too, then I owe him that sense of HaKaras HaTov. And the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph in 84 says, Oreach Tov, what does a good guest say? You know, when you're at somebody's house, Kama Tirchos Torach Balabayis, wow. The Balabayas, the wife, whatever, fixed such a wonderful thing, a meal for me, and went through so much trouble for me. How much meat they brought, and wine, and cookies, and all these different things. And I realized it didn't only for me. That's what a good guest says. Abul Oreach Ra, what does a bad guest say? What's the big deal? He has a family to feed anyway. He prepared the Shabbos meal for the family anyhow, so she threw in another piece of chicken. No big deal. That's not what you're supposed to say. That's a bad guest, Oreach Ra. Okay, Areach Ra says, look, he was doing it for his family anyway. And so now he stretched the soup, served a little more. No, you're supposed to view it as if he did it totally for you. Then in Gemara in Yavama, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, 85, Reb Chiya have a commentary like the Visa. Reb Chiya's wife sometimes gave him a hard time. Wife was a difficult person, she gave him a hard time. Yet, whenever he found something he knew he'd like, knew she'd like, he got it from him. So Rav asked him, she doesn't treat you nicely. So he writes, I want to Dayeno Shemagadalos, Shemagadalos Beneno. Beneno. She raises my children. Now, you could say, it's her children too. She doesn't raise the children anyway. Not doing it for him. Nonetheless, he benefits from it. So if you benefit from it, then you owe that person a sense of thanks. The Tomer Dvorah, it's a Kabbalistic or Moshe Cordovero, was one of the Bema, the Rizal, in Perek Aleph, eight, number eight, he says, remember the good things and not the bad things. Okay? Some people are the opposite. A person can do every favor. The guy wrongs me once. Oh, I don't want to have anything to do with that guy. And then Tomer Devorah, and the same thing, the Yaris of Ash, and Abishitz and Chilak Alam, 87, says the same idea. You know, sometimes, what if I have a person who did me a favor, then he also did some bad things to me? So then what? No, but I still owe him a debt of gratitude for the good things that he did. Okay? And that's the meat of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's Yichbo Shavon Aseinu. That's what Tomer Devorah says. The Be'er and Abishitz writes, at the end of 87, even the guy's a Rosh, but if he deserves credit for this, then he's going to get credit for it. Okay? And that Kaddish Baruch Hu does not withhold. I didn't quote it, but Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous that Og Melech HaBoshan, who had done a favor for Avraham Avinu when he told him that his nephew Lot had been captured in war. Og lived a long time, according to this Medrash. So Moshe Rabbeinu was later afraid that Og would have this standing in his corner, this merit, even though it was years early, even though the Medrash said the only reason Og told Avraham is because he was after Sora. He figured Avraham would get killed in battle, and he'd take Sora. It wasn't the purest of motivation. At the end of the day, though, you know, it benefited Avraham and so on. Just a few other Makaris, and we'll wrap up the Pasuk of Tilim, Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Hey, 89. It's one of the Kapitlach of Tilim. We say, the Olenu at a funeral usually. It says, Kaspos, Nosim, Nosim, Meneshech, and so on, Vishoch, Ranok, Kilokach, Osei, Lelohimut, Lelohimut, Lelohim. So Radak says, even an Anjou, Ava Bavadai, Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Hey, Ava Bavadai, Osa Hagoi, Chesed, Vitova, Misrael, Chayev, Lasos, Haiswell, Gamkein, Imo, Chesed, Lahitibo, Agoi, does you a favor, acts nicely, you absolutely have to repay the person in kind. And we find that even though the person did may have done bad things, unbelievable. Dvarim, Perakov Gemel, Pasuk Ches, Lo Sesai, Vadom, Kechichu, that's not ever just now, but the second half of Pasuk Ches, 91, says Lo Sesai, Mitzri, Ki Ger, Hoysabar, so don't oppress or don't mistreat any Egyptian because you were guests in their land. Guests in their land, we were slaves. Didn't exactly have the five-star Waldorf Astoria accommodations when we were there. What do you mean? But nevertheless, no. That's what Rashi explains. They tried to kill our sons. They threw all the boys into the river. We owe them Tova? Yeah. We owe them favors. They were there for you when you needed to come down in a time of a famine. So even there, we owe them a sense of good. And Shaul HaMelech behaved that way with the people from Caney. Right, the Shmuel Aleph Perek Tezvav, the Haftarah of Parsha Zohar, when Shaul goes to fight against Amalek, the Cana, with the family of Yisro, lived among the Amalekim. He warned them, get out of here because, you know, we owe you a favor. Atos Yisro Chesed in Kol Bnei Yisro, the Maralmi Prague, Parsha Mishalach, Perek Yedal, Pasuk Zion, 94, and the Gur Aryeh says, even with Goyim, even if they did bad things. And so on, he quotes these psukim, that you have to even treat the Goyim nicely. So just to finish up, what's the idea? So we've shown from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim, from all over, the meat of Akoras HaTov, with Jews, with non-Jews, with animals, with inanimate objects, because it's supposed to make you a certain kind of person. It's not so much the recipient of your Tov, but that's the kind of person you have to be that recognizes the good that other people do. So one thing we saw was that it's Marbe Av of Arayas. It brings greater unity. I appreciate what somebody did and I express it to him. I thank you for telling me. Thank you. And that's how people should accustom themselves to behaving. But there's something else as well. Okay. And that is that being Mechabed other people and recognizing the Tov to other people will allow you to recognize the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does also. If you're in the habit of being Makir Tov to other people, you'll be in the habit of Makir Tov to our Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. That's what the Sefer Chinuch writes in Parshas Yisro, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. One of the main aspects of our Akaras HaTov is the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. There's much more to Kibud Av V'Aim than that, but part of Kibud Av V'Aim is our Akaras HaTov. Your parents took care of you, raised you, etc., changed your diaper when you were little, whatever else. Now you owe them our Akaras HaTov. But the Sefer Chinuch writes in 97, Kishyikba Zos Hamid Ben Afsho Yala Mimena Hakir Tovas HaKel Baruch Hu also. If that's your attitude towards other people, then that's going to be attitude towards our Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. And that's what the Yaros Dvash says. And the Rosh Abishat Zechelik Alam Just Tezvav 98, Lachena Nizar Mibli Lios Kofu Tova. Someone who's careful not to be an ingrate, lobim heri echto, won't sin. It's a safeguard against doing averis, because you do have you feel you owe a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? For everything you have, you feel such a debt of gratitude to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you won't sin against a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like a means towards an end. So a Kor Satov is something which is, again, it has tremendous value in its own right. And it's marba ava v'reyos, and it's a way to behave. We have to accompany ourselves not to, you know, certainly the other side, I didn't speak about the other side, but not to be a kofui tova, not to be an ingrate. When somebody does something for you, respond in kind, even if it's a non-Jew, and feel a sense of a kor satov, even towards animals, even towards inanimate objects. You do that, not only is it marba ava v'reyos, but it'll lead you to be a better relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu also. You'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu more sincerely. You'll recognize the good he does more sincerely, and you'll respond accordingly. That'll keep you far away from Avera. So we'll have the opportunity to thank each other and to have things for which we can thank people and express our Kar Satov in the proper way. Wish everybody a good tevach. A good tevach to all.
Thank you.